We are learning Masechtas Ksubis, Daf Kuf Amud Beis, we're beginning the second line from the top. Then the Mr. Rosh Shimon Mimiel says that Ma Koyach Bezn Yafa, and came Ma Koyach Bezn Yafa, that Bezn has a strong Koyach, even if they make a mistake, more than a sixth, the loch is the sale is Kayim. And Rosh Shimon Mimiel says that no matter what, it's a sale Kayim. Now, is that forever? Svad Kama, until how much could the mistake be? Amrav Huna Bayud, Amrav Sheshes Ad Palga, until half. Once it's double, you overcharge or undercharge by either undercharge by half or overcharge by double, then the halacha is that then it's bottle. Tainam HaKiyom Shem Mil, Bezen Shemachru Shava Masayim B'mono, he sold something worth 200 for 100, or he Shava Mono B'Masayim. The halacha is Mekru and Kayim. Anything more than that, Avada is bottle. Even for Shem Mil, it's too much of a mistake. Even Shem Mil, we mask him that there, it's bottle. Omah HaMeimer, Meshmeid Rav Yosef. Bezden Shemachru B'loi B'Achraza. If Bezden sells without Achraza, Nasu K'misha Tovud V'Amishnah V'Chayzun. It becomes like a Tov V'Amishnah, and you have to be Chayzun. What does that mean, Achraza? Achraza means that they put out a statement or a coil or announcement that we are selling this field. And they do it for 30 days straight, morning and night. They put out the call that this thing is for sale, announcement is for sale, and therefore we get the best price possible. If Bezin goes ahead and sells the fields, the properties of the Yisoyimim, in order to pay the debts, they sell up Achraza. The halacha is, it's a Torah with V'Mishnah, and you have to be Chayzer. We learned before that if a almana herself is selling, in certain cases, almana could sell herself, like by mezainis, she could do shleiv bezdin and machlokes. By ksuba, she could sell shleiv bezdin. There, of course, you don't need achraza. The gemara comes out, but bezdin, Amema says that bezdin needs achraza, and if not, it's bottle the mechira, and it's like a nasu could tov with v'amishna. Right, the gemara nasu vade tov. It's not like a tov v'amishna. It is a tov v'amishna. Tan. There's a first mishnah in Masechtas Erechin. Shumai Yisoyimim Shloishim Yoyim, that when you evaluate Yisoyimim's property, sell Yisoyimim's property, you have to put an announcement out for 30 days. But Shumai Hektish, and if it's Hektish, if you're selling a gizbar or selling a piece of Hektish in order to bring money into the Hektish's coffers, Lachish Shishim Yoyim, Shishim Yoyim, it's 60 days of Achraza. Umachrizin, on these 30 or 60 days, Umachrizin, Mebaiker, Uvar, every morning and evening you make this announcement. So it's a first Mishnah that you need Achraza. So it's not Nasu Kamish Tov Da Mishnah. It is Tov Da Mishnah. So my answer is, Ima Hu, Havamino, Hanemil Shliach. Ava Bezdin loy kamash lo, no. You would think that Mishnah Erech is not talking about Bezdin himself. It's talking about if Bezdin appointed a apotropis to sell, so then the halacha is you need achraza, and if you don't have achraza, it's no good. But Bezdin, you think, does not need achraza. Kamash lo, Rav Meimar says that Bezdin also needs achraza. If it's not achraza, it's like a Torah of Mishnah. Eser v'ashi la Meimar, Shavashi v'kashi la Meimar. Remember, you're saying that Bezdin needs achraza. So that's a kashrut of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, remember, our Mishnah says, Shema adiyonim shepichas ha-shtus, or yisir ha-shtus, mokron bottle. It's bottle. Ha-shava b'shava. We sell it correctly. Mekron kayim. Anything less than a six is kayim. My lav deloy achraz. We're talking about achraza. We'll see what the rai is in a second. So it's talking about achraza. You see, you don't need achraza by bezdin. Loy da b'achraz. You did achraza. Freitimar no, I'll show you it's not true. I'm in the seifa, but the achraz, I'm reisha loy achraz. The seifa is the achraz, not the reisha. What's a seifa? We're talking seifa. It must be geris b'kuris, which means if you did achraza, the loch is a film machru shava mada b'masayim, shava b'masayim b'mano, mechron kaim. Says the end of the Mishnah, if you did achraza, there's no mistake, because you did achraza, that's the most money you get for it. And that's the price. So if the seifa is talking about achraza, so the reisha obviously not talking about achraza. Someone says you're right. Elohim would loy achraz. There's reisha without achraza. I have a cash now to Amemar. Amemar said, even Bezin sells something, you need achraza. Here it says, here you see Klar, the Bezin does not have to do achraza. If they don't do achraza, it's takakayim. So it's a kasha on Amemar. Where's it loy kasha? Kan bedvar mishmachrizim aleim, kan bedvar mishmachrizim aleim. There are certain things you make achraza, and certain things when you sell you don't make achraza. What are the type of items you don't make achraza on? Ha'avodim, if you're selling slaves, v'amataltlim, or things that you can move around, v'hashtoris. Now, what's the reason? Avodim ta'imayim, shum shama, yisham yishvu v'yivruchu. Maybe they'll hear that they're on the sale block and they'll run away. Mataltlim hashtoris, when the people come to see the mataltlim hashtoris, to look at them, to see if they want to buy it, they're going to be stolen. Someone will walk off with them. Therefore, you don't make hakraza on these things. So that's what our Mishnah is talking about. Shema Adiyonim is talking about these things. Avodim umetaltim mishtaris. That's what we're talking about. Now, Tosfos points out that usually, if it's a ksuba or if it's for So why are you selling the metaltim of the assignment? There's no collection on that. So what are you selling it for? So Tosfos answers that it must be talking about a case where the husband was before he died was miyached these metaltim for the ksuba. Then the halacha is that you could collect from it, or she was Tosfos at mechayim that even if Rabbi Kiva holds the tefisa doesn't work before we had, but Tosfos and mechayim works. She grabbed the mechayim. So that's what we're talking about. You're evaluating those, and when telling us that, you don't need achrazah on that, and that's the case of the Reish of the Mishnah. The kasha was in the Reish of the Mishnah, if you add achrazah, it works if it's not overcharged by a shtos. Kamash Malon, that here we're not talking about properties. We're talking about other metaltim stars. There does not need achrazah target. The boy is saying another teretz. Kam b'shosh ma'achriz and kam b'shosh ma'achzim. We're talking about karkoyis. And karkoyis takin need achrazah. Aye, the Reish of the Mishnah is mashma, you don't have achrazah. What's the case? It's a type of case where you don't need hakraza. The Amir Adai, lekarga lemezayin lekvura mizvavinam b'lei hakrazas. We had this before. That it's a, they said in Adai that if you're selling something for to pay the taxes of the yarshim, that keeps on getting more and more the taxes. It keeps on accumulating the taxes, so you want to get rid of it as quick as possible to stop these tax collections. So therefore, you just sell something, you don't put it on sale black, it'll take you too long. If you do it right away, same thing with Mazonis. The people are starving, the Yisraelim are starving, so right away, you sell it off as quick as you could, you don't do Akhraza. Same thing with Kvura also, to bury the mace, you sell it without Akhraza. V'bay Yisema, a third Teretz. You have to have achrazah. Not every minig of every makom was that do achrazah. They never did achrazah by properties in Adah. Why not? So Sovim Nei, they thought the reason was Mishum the Bekiyim Beshuma. Maybe because in Adah they're very big Bekiyim in evaluating properties. They don't need achrazah. They didn't know exact price. From the Karul Kuhu B'nei Achli Nichsi Da'achrazasa. The reason is because people don't, when they make achrazah, everyone knows about it, people are hesitant to buy. Why? Because they know that the reason why they're selling it is because the Yisraelim have these debts and they have no money to pay. And it's machmas doichik, they're getting pushed to sell. So no one wants to be the one who buys it when they're being pushed to sell. And it's usually sold for a little cheaper. They don't want to be, it's embarrassing. They're like stepping on the Yisraelim's necks. They don't like it. Therefore, they don't want to buy it. And it makes it go for a much cheaper price. So therefore, in Adoy, they used to do it privately. And this really they got full value for it because people weren't embarrassed to buy it. Because if they buy it in public, people will call them. So that's the three mahalakim had explained our Mishnah. In the beginning of Mishnah's Mashma, even Achrazah, the Bezdin can sell the properties. One Teretz is talking about Avodim Sharas Metaltim. Another Teretz is talking about that you're selling for Karga, Mazayin, and Vekfura, where you don't do Achrazah, or it's a Mokim that there is no Achrazah. Om Rav Yudah Mashmul, Metaltim Shal Yisoyimim, Shomen Oysan, Umoychon Oysan Alter. The Metaltim Shal Yisoyimim, you come to sell it, you right away evaluate and sell it right away. What's the reason? The Gemara is the reason is because, Rashi explains, is because the reason is shloyerkavu. It should not. We're talking about stuff that are getting ruined. If you keep it around, so it gets spoiled. Let's say payers. Therefore, right away you are evaluated and sell right away. You wait to the market day. The day the market is selling the market. The day that is selling the market. The loy pligan. Not arguing. Depends how long. If it's gonna be in a few days, the shuk, so it's worth it to wait. It won't get spoiled. Mashenkin. If it's in a long time, worried to get spoiled, then you don't wait to the yom hashuk. Rav Kana v'yodei shichro the Rav Mesharshia bar Chilkoi Yasma. Rav Kana was watching the sheicha, the beer of a Mesharshia bar Chilkia the Yasin. Shiad Rigila, he waited till Rigla, he waited till Yom Tov time to sell it off because Yom Tov people need beer and it's much easier to sell. Oma Afagav the Nafal by Itzda, even though it'll get a little bit spoiled, a tiny bit spoiled, it won't be the same as fresh as now. Still, Maisi Zuzu Harifa. You're going to get the same value for it because much more people need it. The supply and demand is much stronger in the time of the regal. Not only that, you'll get cash. People are not going to buy by a kafa, like Rash says. Right now, if you sell now, people buy on credit. But on Yom Tov time, there's a lot of people around, there's people who have cash, and therefore you're able to sell it for cash and get the cash right away, and that's worth it, since it's the same value as much more people, even though it has a little bit of a itzeso, which means Tama Karav Lahachmat, Rash says, gets a little bit going bad a little bit, but still worth it to wait then, because you'll get money right away, you'll get cash on demand right away. Ravina Aviyadi Chamra de Chamra. Ravina had wine, the Ravina Zute, the Rabbanoi Zute Yasme. He had a wine from his nephews, the Ravina Zuti Yasme Barach say from his nephews, your nephew was Yosem, and he had wine from them, he was watching wine, and he also had wine for himself. Havel Deinam Yichamri, he also had wine for himself. Havakamasid Le'e Sichri, he was planning on bringing up his wine to Sichri to sell it, because he could make more money there. Also Kameh Rav Ashi, he went to Rav Ashi, he says, Omulei, Ma'ula, Tuya, Bahadonka, I bring the same wine also there, because I can make them more money. On the other hand, it's a little risky, because it might get ruined on the way. You don't have to be more careful in your own wine. You bring your own wine up and you think that's worth it. You could also bring the wine of the Yisoyim up, and that's what comes out. You could bring up the wine. You do whatever you would do yourself. You could do it for the Yisoyim. So let's go back to the Mishnah now. Zok the Mishnah. Hamamenes, Hashniya, Va'ailnes, Ein Lehem Ksuba. These three do not get a Ksuba. Hamamenes means a Ketana who is married with her brother or her mother married her off, therefore makes it a Kedusha Darabanan. The halacha is that Kedusha Darabanan has a unique thing that it could be that she could leave without a get. All she has to do is be mema'ed, which means she says, I don't want this husband, and she leaves. And it's ke'ilu is never a Kedushin. So there's no ksuba. Why not? Because since she's the one who left, therefore it's not his fault, and therefore she does not collect a ksuba. Hashaniya is a case where there's a shniya la'arayis, certain arayis that now the arayis of the ge'erva, it's only midirabbanon, and because of that they made a knas that she doesn't get a ksuba, because she's the one who usually initiates that relationship. The reason is because by a shniya, usually she does not become posel, and her children are not posel. Therefore, she initiates it, therefore give her a knas, no ksuba. Va'ailanis doesn't get a ksuba, because it's a mekach tois. Turns out that he thought he married a regular woman, turns out she was an ailanis, she can't have children, therefore elam ksuba. Not only Elam Ksuba, V'loi Peris. They don't have Peris either. So Rashi has two pshatim of V'loi Peris mean. Rashi's first pshat V'loi Peris means the Din Peris. The halacha is that because you eat the Peris of Nichsim Elog, therefore you have mechuyev to free your wife if she gets captured. But here, you're not mechuyev to free this wife, a Shnia, because she's also to you, or Ailanus. You're not mechuyev to free her. And also Ma'amenas. That's one pshat in Rashi. Now the problem with the pshat is that what's the case exactly? By Ma'amenas, Kozman the married, his taka is mechuyev to free her because the ma'aseh right now they're married. Teretz says she didn't mean already, so it's pasha, it's not your wife. So what's the case? So Taisus of Kavalov says that the case would be is that she freed herself with her own money and then afterwards she didn't mean. So she wants to collect now what she freed herself while they were still married, but since she didn't mean, so Mafreya turns out it was never a marriage, she can't collect the Paris. But that's one pshat Rashi. The Paris means a dim Paris, which is freeing her. Rashi is another pshat, it means that really the halacha is that he's not allowed to eat peiros. If you do, let's say, mean or shnia of islandness, he's not allowed to eat peiros because there's no ksuba. So he shouldn't be eating peiros in the first place. But he ate peiros. The halacha is she can't get it back from him. That's halacha. It's also part of the knas. She can't get it back from him, the peiros, because it's that's the halacha. Once she ate the peiros, she can't get it back from him. That's pshat on peiros. Second pshat Rashi, what le peiros means. V'loi mezoinus means that he's not mechuyev mezoinus. So what's the case? By Shnia and Islanders, we understand the cases. It's a Mekach Tois. By Shnia, especially, we understand the case. What's the case of Ma'amenes? So Rashi says again here also, the case is, because if Ma'amenes, while you're married, you're definitely Chayav Mezoinus. So the case what it is, he was away in Medina Siam, and she borrowed and ate Mezoinus. So then, when he came back, she didn't miyun. So now Mafreya turns out they're not married. She can't collect for what she borrowed for Mezoinus while he was away. So she does not get Mezoinus. Veloy beloyos. Beloyos means when she brought in certain nechasim that the husband used, and now it's worn out. So it stays with the husband. She doesn't take it out with her. Because she doesn't get ksuba, she doesn't get beloyos either. If they get married by the beginning and he knew she was islandess, then yes, lam ksuba, because then he accepted her the way she is. And avad is a ksuba. And the Mishnah ends off with amana kohen gadol, grusha v'chutz kohen hedid. Amana, which is aser belav to kohen gadol, is alav, a kohen gadol, alav and asay, alav, amana kohen marry kohen gadol, grusha v'chutz kohen hedid, a grusha v'chutz kohen marry kohen hedid, mamzer asinu yisrael, which was alav, a bat shol, the sin of the mamzer, a nosin. A mamzer, we know what a mamzer is. A nosin is a certain nation, which we have a geyser, that the osa, like a mamzer, could be, we had a beginning of Perek El Naris, Machlokes, Rashi, and Tosis, exactly what a nosin is. According to Rashi, it's mashma that David was geyzerleim. According to Tosis, main mashma. So it's a deraisa of Loises Chatim, Bem, the seven nations, the Shiva Amin. But either way, it's a lav. According to Tosfos, according to Rashi, it's the Rabbana. But either way, there's an Issa here. But these people, yesh lahem ksuba, they do have a ksuba. What's the reason? Because here, since she has a lot to lose if she gets married, she becomes apostle now, and her vlodus apostle, so therefore, unless she was a kahanas eating truma, she becomes pasul, she becomes a chalal. So therefore, she never initiates. He's the one who initiates. And since he's the one who initiates in these cases, therefore we want to make a knas to make him pay the ksuba, and therefore yesh lahem ksuba. So that's our Mishnah. So after Gemara, our first case of Mishnah is Mamenes, that we said, a Mamenes, ein lahem ksuba. Pashup Shad, his reason is, since she's the one who refused to be with her husband, so therefore she does not get a ksuba. Rav Tani Katana Yoytze Beget in Laksuba. Rav learned in the Mishnah that Lav Dafka Memenes. Even if she got a get from the husband, but she was a Katana, there's no Ksuba. Why? Because like Rashi explains, Ein Nesu'e Katana Elikim Afuta Ba'ama. Nesu'e Katana has no substance, it's like a Mafuta, and therefore there's no Ksuba. So Rav Tani Katana Yoytze Beget in Laksuba, Choshke Memenes. But Shmuel Tani Memenes Dafka in Laksuba. Ava Yoytze Beget Yes Laksuba. But Yoytze Beget means even though she's a Katana, she gets a ksuba. Shmuel is going to come out with another three things, altogether four differences between a isha who's a ketana, who's married, b'kedusha d'rabbanan. If she goes out with a get, this is the halacha. If she goes out with me, and this is the halacha. Four differences. Difference number one is, according to Shmuel, memenes ain't like ksuba, because she's the one at fault, but yoytze beget has a ksuba. V'ozah Shmuel tamei. Domah Shmuel, memenes ain't like ksuba. Yoytze beget yesh ksuba. That's number one. Number two, Ma'menes loy pasul menachem. If she does mian, then she's not pasul to the brothers. Usually she's pasul, she becomes pasul to the brothers of her husband. That's kravim. But here, since it was never a kedushin, because Ma'menes is oikel mafreya, Ma'menes says there was never any kedushin, therefore loy pasul menachem, loy pasul menakuna. There's no get, she's not pasul menakuna. But yoytze beget, but if the husband, even though she was a ketana, even though she was a rabbana, gave her a get, pasul menachem, first of all, she is pasul to the other brothers, as being related, as being now her brother, her husband's brothers, she becomes pasul, or pasul menakuna, she was a pasul from kuna, she was a pasul from kuna. But because the shaila is, if you look at it like a nusa, or you look at it as actual marriage, so if it's a get, then pasul menachem, pasul menakuna. And the fourth nafgimin is, Ma'menes ain't trikla hafna shesh chadash. Malacha is, if someone's married and then gets a get, she has to wait 3 months till she gets remarried. Because we're not sure if they have a child after 6 months, who it's from, the first husband, second husband. Therefore, we want to wait 3 months. We know that she's not pregnant, then she could get remarried. So Ma'menes ain't trikla hafna shesh chadash. Because there, first of all, she's a ketana, she can't become pregnant. And by mian, it's not a regular case of a get. But yoytze beget, tzrichlam tzrichlam tzrichlam. But if you go out again, you need to wait 3 months. Why? It's like a light plug. Because lechilcham tekanim ben asua. She was married, and she got a get. It's a regular case. Then we have to wait 3 months. So there's four nafkaminas. First of all, the difference is if there's a ksuba or not. Number two is if the asa to the krivim or not. Number three is a pasul makahuna. Number four, if you have to wait 3 months. So for anything tomorrow, what's my kamashlo? What's Shmuel's chiddush? Tanina, kanilu kulu, everything is klar. Hamamenes be'ish, which means at least the other nafkaminas are klar. Tanina kulu, hamenes be'ish, hu mutter b'krevah seho, bim retaris b'krevah. He is mutter in her krevim, and she's mutter his krevim. V'loi pasam akuna, and you're not pasam akuna. But nasan la get. But if you give this ketana get, hu asam b'krevah seho, v'yasur b'krevah. Or pasam akuna. First of all, krevim ma'as, the second one is psul kuna. So it's the first mishnah. And Taisha speaks out, ksub is also first mishnah kuna to Shmuel. Because our Mishnah says Ma'menes Dafka doesn't have a ksuba, Mashma yes, the get has a ksuba. So three of the smallest things of a first shalach, it's first Mishnah. So like Marcy, you're right. The fourth one is the chiddush. Tzrich l'ham tegel chadashim tzrich leit leitanan. This difference that by Ma'menes you don't have to wait, and by get you do have to wait. That is the nafkamina that was not said yet. Now it was bothering me a little bit that this Mishnah is not like Rav. Teretz says I think Rav only argues on about ksuba, but Rav will agree to the other chilukim between ketana and menes. The only difference is that he holds that a ketana is no ksuba because there, I think that's the tariff. I have to look into that, but I think that you're only arguing by ketana and not by the other ones, therefore won't be a kasha from a first mishnah.